State lawmakers in California today will begin discussing a plan to address the state's ongoing energy crisis. The proposal urges the state government to buy power and resell it to utilities at a fixed price for several years. The idea is to establish some stability in the power market, which has seen constant shortages and runaway prices. From member station KPBS, Scott Horsley reports.
One of California's biggest utilities faces an electric bill of its own today, and Southern California Edison says it doesn't have the cash to pay. Edison and another big utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, are in financial trouble because the deregulated cost of wholesale power has soared far above what they're allowed to collect from consumers. The utility's shaky financial condition has made some power producers reluctant to sell to them for fear they won't be paid. That fear contributed to near blackouts around the state last week. Now, after a lengthy meeting this weekend with federal regulators, Governor Gray Davis has suggested that the state itself buy power and resell it to utilities. His spokesman, Steve Maviglio, says the governor is trying to use the state's solid credit rating to negotiate a multi-year contract for power at a fixed price.
This would provide a stable means for the purchase of power, which then could be sold to utilities. It does not put the state's credit at risk, and it does not mean any rate increases for ratepayers.
Critical details still have to be worked out, including how much power the state would buy, for how long, and at what price. But consumer advocate Michael Shames of the Utility Consumers Action Network says letting the state play power broker has some appeal.
Frankly, I like the idea of the generators having to negotiate with just one player who buys in bulk, sort of the Walmart approach towards negotiations, as opposed to having the utilities played off one another by the generators, as has been done up to now.
The deal would also bring some predictability to power prices, and that appeals to business customers like Rubio's Restaurants, which warned last month that soaring power costs are cutting into its profits. Chief Financial Officer Joe Stein says Rubio's already buys other commodities, such as fish and cheese, under long-term contracts. He thinks it makes sense to do the same with power, where his cost rose by 50% this year.
Although it's a small component, any 50% increase in cost is pretty dramatic. So it'd be nice to get a handle on that, because the volatility is just hard to deal with.
The risk, of course, is that power prices might fall in the future, and Californians would then be left with a higher price locked in. For that reason, Michael Shames says the length of any contract should be limited.
I think there is no consumer advocate in the state who is comfortable with any deal going more than 3 years. Just as we've gotten rid of these 15, 20-year obligations that we called nuclear power plants, we're now being looked at to have to possibly be stuck paying off these long-term contracts that could be just as bad, if not worse.
Price is another big consideration. Power producers are reportedly asking for 7 or 8 cents per kilowatt hour, double last year's rates, but still well below what utilities are paying now. Spokesman Maviglio says the governor is holding out for an even lower price, around 5.5 cents per kilowatt hour.
There are literally billions of dollars on the table here, so everyone is anxious, generators, utilities, and the state. Progress is being made, but there is a lot of careful consideration being paid to every detail of this.
Underscoring the need for an agreement, California's electric reserves fell below 5% yesterday, forcing operators of the state's power grid to declare another Stage 2 emergency, at least the fifth so far this year. For NPR News, I'm Scott Horsley in San Diego.